From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea's foreign minister says President Trump lit a fuse of war on the Korean Peninsula with his threat that the U.S. would totally destroy Pyongyang if attacked. Trump made those remarks in an address to the U.N. General Assembly last month. Now, North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho has told Russia's TASS news agency, "We can say that Trump has lit a fuse of war against us by his militaristic and delusional statement at the U.N." He said the U.S. must act reasonably and stop provoking North Korea. The South Korean foreign minister says senior diplomats of the United States, Japan, and South Korea are to meet on October 18th in Seoul to discuss North Korea's evolving nuclear and missile threats. President Trump on Wednesday rejected as pure fiction an NBC News report that a few months ago he suggested a tenfold increase in the U.S. nuclear arsenal. His comments on the size of the arsenal, which is now at about 4,000 weapons, came at a Pentagon meeting in July with top military and national security officials. NBC said, citing the recollections of three people who were there, that Trump was responding to a briefing charting the steady reduction in the size of the country's nuclear stockpile since the 1960s, and he indicated he wanted a bigger arsenal, the network said. Officials at the meeting were reported to have voiced surprise at Trump's suggestion and briefly explained the legal and practical restraints on a nuclear buildup, much of which is dictated by international arms control treaties. This is VOA News.